content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, here we are at 8 a.m. Central Time on this Thursday. 10% off at the Power Mall. By the way, the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. We need you to go spend some money there today to keep us on the radio. 10% off. I know you like discounts. Strauss Naturals, head-to-toe clay and OptiVita products. We also have the Gresca Carbon 60. It's not on the special, but for those of you buying Strauss Naturals or have to stock up, head-to-toe clay and OptiVita products, all 10% off now. And because of the fact that we're 100% listener-supported and reader-supported on our website, thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com, that's how we survive. And when you don't buy, we don't survive. And then we cease to exist, and you don't want that. If you're a first-time customer, 10% off your order, go to the checkout and use the code FIRST, the letter, you know, F-I-R-S-T, the number 10, and you get 10% off that way, too. So if you don't have internet, then you can call us at 877-817-9829, request a Power Mall catalog, and also you can make donations to keep us on the air at buymeacoffee.com when that tab pops up when you go to thepowerhour.com. You can click the Support Us tab, make regular donations, become a member, make multiple donations. That's what keeps us going. We have to pay for radio expenses. These shows aren't cheap, folks. Before we went to break, we were talking about what's going on over at eBay. It's more economic news if you think everything is so wonderful out there. Yeah, people, I don't know what it is, because see, you got all these single moms out there that are basically going to garage sales and then they're reselling the stuff on eBay for a profit. Well, the pink slip auction has begun. eBay is laying off 9% of its workforce. That's about a tenth of its workforce, okay? About 1,000 employees, full-time employees, are going to be out of a job. This decision follows similar actions by other tech companies like Google, Discord, and Twitch. Despite reporting a profit of $1.3 billion in the last quarter, eBay CEO Jamie Iannone emphasized the need for the company to become more nimble and make quicker decisions for long-term sustainable growth, and that means cutting jobs. It's communicated the layoffs to its employees, requesting all U.S. employees to work from home to process this development. Wow. Work from home. You see, this is all part of the problem with what's going on in America. Nobody wants to go out and work. And you got all these techies that run eBay. And now they're being told they don't have a job. Wow. Okay. See, this is not the first company to do this. You know, we just reported that Apple did the same thing and so did Twitch. And by the way, for those of you that have an iPhone, here's an iPhone right here. It's the new one. Notice I got the tactical green case right there, the iPhone. All right. Some of us have to have it because this is how we do business. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, an arm of Department of Homeland Security, has issued an advisory to millions of Apple iPhone and iPad users and administrators to review and update their products as soon as possible due to a security issue. Apple, of course, has released security updates for iOS and iPad OS, Mac OS, Safari, Watch OS, and TV OS. A cyber threat actor could exploit some of these vulnerabilities to take control of an affected system, according to CISA. Then it recommended doing the update. And it came this week after Apple released iOS 17.3 with a warning to update the iPhones due to security fixes that are currently being targeted by malign actors. In other words, hackers. So processing maliciously crafted web content could lead to arbitrary code execution. Apple is aware of it. The issue may have been exploited. Several other bugs that impact WebKit, Safari, reset services, mail, kernel, the core of an operating system, and more were fixed in the update. If you haven't updated your phone yet, I suggest you check to make sure, because Apple has an obligation and a duty to make sure your phone is not hacked. Other than the bug fixes, the update's going to add Apple Music features that have been tested since late last year. And it's also adding a stolen device protection service that can provide a new layer of security for accounts connected to the device. And when you activate or enable the stolen device protection setting, some features and actions have additional security requirements when your iPhone's away from familiar locations, such as home or work. What gets me is how smart these phones actually are. Because I'll tell you what, I don't program my home. If you put home anywhere on your phone, bad move. What we did was we name our pet as the location destination so that home doesn't show up, because if somebody gets in your car and your car has all this stuff stored in it, which a lot of them do, and they put home on there after they steal your car, now they know where you live. Why would you do that?
Oh, because it's convenient.
Uh-huh. See, now you got to be so mission critical with your,
I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah. You see, all this stuff that pops into the head of the average American out there that's not critically thinking. And what amazes me is that I didn't even program home into my phone. I get in the truck because of my patterns of driving, which I change up every so often. And the phone automatically, without me even saying anything, shows me a map to my home location. I'm like, wow, this is freaking creepy. Your phone done that to you? You see, this is the thing about these phones that I don't like. And you just, it's like people go, Dave, all you got to do is just turn your location off. Yeah, I know. I'm doing it. Now, on the health category, we've got a huge article, which many of you are probably going to want to go research, because I've been getting some calls lately from people that have apparently indicated that at some point in time on my show, I discuss code numbers for chicken breading that contains poisons, toxins, mRNA, whatever. And I don't remember the article. I've looked for it ever since I got on the air, and I cannot find any article. After searching through all my archives, and I actually research and keep all of my show topics I discuss in an archive so that I can go back in, type in a search engine for any specific thing. And of course, you know, we're talking about, in this particular instance, bugs, cockroaches, mealworms in your food. And there were specific products that I allegedly gave code numbers for, and I'm sorry, I can't find them. So, you know, to those folks out there that were calling me and emailing me about that, just do your homework. Keep researching. Look at the back of the label. Look for weird terms. Access them on your computer and research the terms before you buy it. But see, the thing is now about free-range eggs and organic meat. This is something that consumers always get what they think they're paying for, but don't. And this is one of the reasons why we bring it up. Because a lot of these vague standards that they apply to these things, these marketing terms about being free range, that's what they are, marketing terms, often with very little government oversight. They're not based on Webster's Dictionary or animal husbandry principles as we know them. White Oak Pastures decided that they were going to get out. That's White Oak Pastures. There's a link there. Describing the ambiguity of the terms applied by the food industry. So here we are with the Did You Know? Cage-free, range-free, pasture-raised, organic. Poultry and eggs come advertised with a head-scratching number of labels and descriptions. Although these labels may sound familiar or similar, some qualifications are more regulated than others, and they all indicate completely different levels of animal welfare. Just for an example, White Oak explains the difference between cage-free and free-range based on legal requirements, noting that both terms may be applied to birds crammed into dense spaces. Under cage-free definition, poultry don't live in cages. These birds can still be crammed, 20,000 to 40,000 of them, to a barn, effectively unable to move without any access to the outdoors. You ever seen these chicken houses? You know something I've noticed about these chicken houses? People don't want to live near them. I've had people call me and complain that they built chicken houses near where they live and they can't sell their place because one whole side of their house is black. And why is that? Because of the stench from the chicken houses permeating through the atmosphere and discoloring their home. Think about it. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. See, it's okay to raise your own flock. But you see, the average American out there, when you ask them, ask the average child, where do you buy eggs? Where do eggs come from? And if they say from the store, you have a dumb kid. Obviously, they don't care. They weren't taught where eggs come from. From the store. Okay. Duh. Now, see, when they grow up, eggs come from hens, right? Hens lay eggs. Roosters do not lay eggs, referring to that joke about if a rooster laid egg, got on the peak of a roof on a gable barn and laid an egg, which way would it roll down? No, roosters don't lay eggs. You think the average kid knows that? No. No, because they're not into animal husbandry and stuff like this. You imagine cramming 20 to 40,000 hens in one barn and what kind of a mess you're going to have. I mean, that is a lot of chicken poop, folks. And that stuff infiltrates. It turns into dust and it infiltrates the atmosphere. And the neighbors don't like it because of the stench at certain times of the year, especially when the air gets thick. Anybody lives near a chicken farm, you can call me up and tell me that. Oh, now we got AI-generated nude Taylor Swift photos online. Oh, my God. What will these people think of next? That headline just came across my desk. Oh, my God. See what I mean about AI? I want to talk about free range definition here before we move on. Poultry have access to as little as 2 square feet of outdoor area per bird, but this doesn't mean that birds ever see the outdoors. Hens that are designated free range may still be crammed into a barn, even with just one small access point to the outside. Free range chicken requirements do not specify government oversight to the quality or amount of time hens have access to the outdoors, emphasis added. So now understand, when it comes to these kinds of definitions, this is what makes sense to do what I do and find a local supplier. If you can't grow your own, find somebody that's got like 40 hens and they're outdoors and they actually get to run around in a very large area and they've had their flight feathers clipped so they can't fly away and they lay eggs. Those are the kinds of people you want to deal with. That's who I deal with. I buy 2 dozen fresh eggs every Saturday. And let me tell you, the quiche, oh, so much better. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, just fine, Dave. Hope you're good.
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
We had good news here in Ohio yesterday that our legislator overrode Mike DeWine's veto of the transgender bill that the people good. Here voted on last night and in a special election. And yeah, it's good because they ended transgender, whatever they call that, the butchering in Ohio, and
yep.
the end to transgenders in sports, into girl sports. And that, you know, that's that Mike DeWine. He just ran against the people, and I'm glad it got overridden. So that was a follow through. And then, and secondly, I brought up the subject about, did you read that yet about that Halderman in that case manipulating Dominion machine with an ink pen?
We talked about that yesterday on the show.
Yeah, I found the article again, and it is on federal record. It's called the Calling versus Raffensperger in Georgia. So it's now on federal court records, and there's a whole bunch of issues. So I hope people can become aware of it. That's just why I'm bringing it up again, Dave.
All right, now give me the name of the versus Raffensperger. What did you say his name was? Calling or Culling?
Calling, like, it's kind of cool. Are they calling Raffensperger or are they calling votes? Culling.
Got it. All right, I'm going to go look that up. We'll talk about that in tomorrow's show. Yeah, we will talk about that in tomorrow's show. I'll go do some research on it. You know, these cases, until they become final, you can talk about them, but, you know, the finite end is what people want to know, just like what happened with Maine in this garbage of Shayna Bellows trying to eliminate Trump. Well, his name is still on the ballot up there. So, as I said on the show, you know, we really have a problem with these people that are out there, like in Florida, where the Democratic Party has taken everybody but Biden's name off the ballot there. They've disenfranchised a bunch of voters. And this is exactly what people like DeWine and what you just talked about and this Culling case, this is exactly what they do, is they disenfranchise people. And I believe that there are crimes for that. I'm just surprised that our DOJ hadn't done anything about it. Why hasn't our DOJ done anything about it? Because they don't want to, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, they overlook it.
Yeah, they do. It's just like the IRS. Every time every time we complain to the Internal Revenue Service about one of these REMIC trusts violating the law, what does the IRS do? Nothing. The IRS turns a blind eye to all of it. And people are getting foreclosed on left and right. Folks, I'm right in the middle of the thick of this. All right. I want to talk about grain-fed versus grass-fed and grain-fed versus finished cattle and grass-fed cattle. Okay. Because, see, I talked about chickens and I talked about all of that stuff. Because, you know, we're talking about organic chicken. That implies a great degree of regulation as described by Consumer Reports. They're not given antibiotics, including in the egg. But see, there's no inspection process to verify this label before it's employed. Nobody even knows. Unless you're actually there and you know the farmer, you don't know what you're getting, right? Chickens are neither herbivores nor carnivores. They're omnivores, eating both plants and meat. Insects and other bugs and slugs, they're animals. These critters make up a major part of a chicken's natural diet, which is why I feed my hens mealworms. I wouldn't put that in my food. I wouldn't eat food contaminated with crickets and mealworms. And that's what, you know, all the phone calls I've been getting from people and emails regarding mealworms and stuff in our food. You know, they're doing this to people in Europe. You better eat some bugs. You know, they're not that way. I don't do it. This is one of the reasons I shop with local farmers. You should be doing the same thing too. Anybody that's got a small contingent of hens, and what's amazing is even with the cold weather, all of a sudden the hens start laying like crazy. And where before, when it was warmer, I couldn't buy a dozen eggs to save my soul, then you have to rely on the grocery stores, and God, it's a crapshoot there. But then when you get to the farmer's market and it's 32 degrees, it's like the hens are laying like crazy. My God, how many dozen do you want? It's like, you know, they're kind of finicky the way they operate. But you see, when you are working with cage-free, range-free, they're not even organic. You're looking at people that can actually, you know, raise a flock in their backyard. They're going to get wholesome eggs. I'm telling you, they taste so much better than this store-bought garbage. Grain-fed finished cattle. After weaning from their mothers, the grain-fed conventional cows are moved to mass feedlots called CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Their diet consists of corn or soy-based feed supplemented by dried grass. See, grass-fed cattle, you know, I mean, these grain-fed livestock are generally fed GMO corn and soy, and you want to go buy this stuff when they go grain-fed cattle. Oh, these are good. No. You got to start being picky. Not all grass-fed cows are raised the same either. Some grass-fed cattle are raised in a lot or pasture combination but fed grass only. According to the USDA, the standards to qualify for grass-fed are the animal has to eat grass and forage exclusively after weaning and have continuous access to pastures during the growing season. But what the USDA doesn't specify is how much feed must be from a field. And not only that, what kind of grass are they eating? See, that's another thing. I had some actual cattle raisers that raise belted Galways tell me is they have healthy grass. And when you have cows out in the pasture eating nothing but weeds, you get what you get. We got charts on our email blast you can look at that will tell you more about this stuff. And I don't know whether or not we've started a huge rash of calls because of this subject or other stuff we're talking about. I can give you 2 minutes apiece, starting with Brady. Go ahead.
Dave, you were talking about the bugs in the flour that they're making out of the cockroaches and the mealworms. And in the so I'm researching into it, and then there's a blog out there that's called Buggable. So it was kind of, they said, there's three categories which your bugs and insects will taste like. The first is nutty and earthy. The second is a fishy taste and seafood taste. The third is meaty and savory, kind of like scorpions. And sago grubs are often called the bacon of the bug world. So there you go.
Wow. Okay. What's the name of the website you're referring to here?
It was Buggable. B-U-G-I-B-L-E. Buggable.
Sounds good.
And they're promoting it. Said humans have been eating bugs for thousands of years. And just like Klaus Schwab says, the bugs are great, especially for breakfast.
Yeah, I bet they are. All right, I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks. Carolyn in Washington, good morning.
Did you say your website was you were getting this white what, pastures or oaks?
Yeah, the website that I was quoting here, let me go back up to the top of the article here. It's White Oak Pastures, and you can Google that, White Oak Pastures.
And, okay, I have another one I wanted.
Let me click on the link. It's a blog. So what you do is I'm going to give you the exact email address here or exactly what you type in your search engine. It's blog, as in, you know, reading a blog, .whiteoakpastures.com. That'll get you the article.
Okay, thank you.
.whiteoakpastures.com.
I wanted to give you a website I love. It's called the Cornucopia Institute.
Oh, love
they
it.
They are fantastic. They have they score the organic eggs. They have a score for dairy, beef, poultry, all kinds of things. And they have articles. I read once that one of the farms that claims that their hens are pasture raised, they had a drone flying over it day after day and never saw a hen in the pasture. Lots of pasture, not a hen in the pasture. They lie to you about that.
Wow. So Cornucopia, you said, was the website. Cornucopia Institute.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It scores all the organic eggs from all the different states. You can check out the eggs, the companies in your store and see which ones are good and which aren't and which, you know, they're lying to you. It's just a great spot.
Good. You know what? Our producer is going to put this online on our email blast. Cornucopia Institute will research that and get the exact link.
Great.
So you can go to the website and research it. Carolyn, thanks so much for your input this morning, folks. I told you we're all about solutions, didn't I? See, and that's the thing, boy, if you can't buy from somebody who you know that's a local hen, you know, an egg producer, and we're talking about, I mean, the guy that I buy my eggs from when I don't get enough out of my own flock, he's got 40 hens. You see, I'm not in a position to raise 40 hens. I kind of like to keep it small, like, you know, less than a dozen, because you don't realize, first off, there is a cost of doing it. You can come up with your own way of feeding them if you're not raising them in a pasture, because they do like to graze on grass. And a lot of you like to keep them in a pen, and they have a chicken house. Yeah, I got all that. But the thing is when it actually comes to the kind of stuff that my buddy out there does, that I can go buy two dozen eggs from him anytime I want, I know where they come from. And they're all different colors because you got all different kinds of hens. And they're all great. And you notice that how good these are and what the difference is between the color of the yolk. Because some of these yolks, when you get them in the store, they're tiny and they're yellow. And you know they're pasture raised when they are more orange than yellow. And they look, they taste great. And duck eggs, for those of you that like to buy duck eggs, these things, when you're making a quiche or something like that, a little baking tip, use a couple of duck eggs in your quiche because it'll make it a lot creamier. Duck eggs are much bigger, for those of you who've never seen them. And they make a great quiche. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. Two things quickly. I heard a health professional recently
who was talking about the COVID crap, say that she thought that the egg shortage was intentional because something in eggs would counter the effectiveness of the COVID shot, you know, what they were trying to do with it. I can't remember if it had something to do with ACE2 receptors, but it was something about it. And the other thing, you were talking about the auto workers. Sometimes that crap is from the people in administration and the white-collar workers trying to nickel and dime the parts. How often have you tried to, you were fixing your car or something, and you could see the cheap crap. And that's not the auto workers. That's the people in the accounting and the suits.
That is a good point. That's a good point. No, I mean, see, the whole chain is affected by everything. I mean, the company, I guess, you know, Sherry, what you could boil this down to is cost-cutting measures, trying to make a bigger profit. Companies got to do something to offset what they're paying the unions. And I'm not, you know, unions serve their purpose. But the thing is that you make a good point in because of the fact that all these parts manufacturers, and when you get supply chain issues and where you get your parts from, and you cut corners and you buy cheap stuff like you were talking about, and it all comes out in the final product that is installed by United Auto Workers. And next thing you know, you got recalls.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I had a bad experience with the UTU when I worked for the railroad, so I know what you're talking about. The United,
Transportation Union?
Bye.
Yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Well, you know what? I love these perspectives, folks. I really do. Because, see, sometimes, you know, we just kind of scratch the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. And we don't get the whole enchilada. We don't get the whole happy meal. We don't get the full meal deal. So that's one of the reasons I'm glad our callers chime in. See, I told you it pays to do that. Harvard University, by the way, their cancer researchers have been accused of scientific fraud affecting 37 studies and manipulating data images with simple methods such as copy and paste in Adobe Photoshop. This is the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, an affiliate of Harvard Medical School, who is now retracting 6 scientific studies and seeking to correct 31 others that were published by its top researchers, including the hospital's CEO. Wow. See, it's not just about Claudine Gay, the serial plagiarist. No, it's not about just her. Oh, boy. And see, we're relying on science for what? We've got another article on here because our time is waning away here about transhumanists seeking immortality by freezing their bodies after death. Oh, yeah, they have a new place called the Cryonics Institute with storage facilities in Michigan, which contain bodies, body parts, and pets from around the world. Because everybody thinks they're going to get to come back in the afterlife. Well, you're there for a bunch of dreamers trying to play God to see what happens when the Lord returns. Oh, my goodness. Well, try to get Carolyn Blakeman on after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. We got some interesting news about Steve Bacon and other goodies they got cooked up. Stay with me.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this final segment. We did manage to give a little ringy dingy to Carolyn Blakeman. CC's on the phone with us. There's been so much of an attack on media and journalists and everybody, that there are issues that Blaze Media and everybody else have been talking about. I've become aware of these things just by researching what Blaze Media does. I noticed that a lot of their stuff is sometimes way out there, and they report on a lot of crime going on around the country to try to wake Americans up to what's going on. Carolyn Blakeman, for those of you who don't know, we have a history, she and I, because we were together at the Halt Homicide Hospital Homicide Convention in San Antonio March 25th last. And I'll tell you something. It was incredible, the number of families of victims of this crime called hospital homicide following COVID protocols. And, of course, Carolyn is the media director and victim liaison for the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. That's a big alliteration of F's there, Carolyn. She's had a blog since 2016 called American Granddaughter, writing about issues concerning our country, which, you know, this is one of them that we're going to be talking about on the show. And, of course, the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation is a 501c3. Former federal agents, prosecutors, lawyers, medical professionals, researchers, writers, and volunteers from around the U.S. and around the world. I should say United States, upper and lower case, not United States of America, Inc., with all capital letters. You know, they're documenting crimes during the COVID pandemic, as well as these lethal hospital records and unconstitutional vaccine mandates. They're all fighting these things, and Carolyn's on the front line of this, so it's always fun to have her back on the show, especially when she brings some of her attorney compadres on with her. And of course, you know, every Monday night, I think it's just so crazy busy around here. It's very difficult to join the show, but they do a Zoom call. And I mean, they have what, 1100 people on the call.
Well, our Twitter space has gotten up to 1500, but we have well over, 100 on the Monday night calls, but we have our support meetings have gone up to 15 support meetings a week. We have our victim database has doubled since I talked to you last. We have almost 1,300 stories in there now of hospital homicide. And so a lot's going on. It's good. The cases are getting filed. There's a lot going on and lots of events.
And they're watching the Scott Shara case unfold as it was. You know, I'm sure they are watching that with ouramazinggrace.net. Now they have graceshara.com. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, and he's posting all this stuff on there so people can see it. And I'm sure that the attorneys for representing these families of victims are all following along and watching what's going on. So that's huge. So now you have upcoming events at Dealey Plaza in Dallas.
Yes, today, a big press conference at 2 p.m. We're asking any freedom-loving American to go out there and support this. It's an attack basically on free speech. Steve Baker, an independent journalist, is going to be indicted for reporting on the DOJ and on the J6 at a different narrative than what the cabal is telling us what happened. He was there. He was on the ground. All he was doing was reporting the truth. And it's different than the DOJ's narrative. So they are threatening to indict him.
They're threatening to.
They're pretty sure that they are. We've been told that they are.
So the thing is, I understand. I've been following this on Blaze Media because he was working for Blaze Media. But the thing is, then there's this 4-page press release that was just put out. And of course, there's a number to get a hold of somebody named Brightlaw in Dallas, as a matter of fact. And Stephen Baker is a reporter and he was at J6. And of course, there are attorneys who have stepped up and said, we are volunteering our time to represent Steve Baker in every or any criminal proceeding brought against him by the DOJ. And of course, over the last 18 months, this has unfolded, beginning with his daily coverage from inside the courtroom in the first trial of members of the Oath Keeper organization from September to November of 22. And of course, he was there at the Capitol on J6. Capturing events as a journalist, and the video contradicts the narrative. So can you elaborate without me reading all 4 pages? I mean, it's been 26 months since this happened and they haven't filed any charges yet, but he's seemingly thinking they're going to come after.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we've been told. And, you know, his narrative is different from what happened that day and from the new pipe bomb story, you know, outside. You know, this man's been a journalist for 25 years. He's got an impeccable reputation and all he was doing his job, and he's not going to stop reporting the truth and he's not going to be intimidated, and none of us should be. This is a direct attack on us to get a free and fair press and to really find out the truth. I know Epic Times has put out a really good documentary, The Real Story of January 6th. It comes in 2 parts. I encourage people to watch that because what we're being told is not what happened. And these people, you know, thousands of people have had their lives ruined because of these, because they were just out there peacefully protesting and they're being arrested. You know, talk about kick door SWAT style arrest.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And, you know, one man even killed himself because he was facing jail time and it was just an innocent guy. So, where the attorneys will be out there, they're going to be announcing what's going on and that they're standing up for Steve. And we really need the American people to come out there. We expect some mainstream media to be there. So we need to have a showing that, you know, we're not going to stand for this. And he's also going to be talking about Brad Guyer, of course, is one of the attorneys, our founder, that while they're going around chasing, parading grandmas and indicting, you know, law abiding journalists, medical homicide is taking place in our hospitals. And they're using up all the resources for this ridiculousness when they need to be investigating those. So we have some events coming up with that as well. But if you in the Dallas area, please go to Dealey Plaza today at 2 p.m. and show your support for Steve and the rest of independent journalists.
Well, we appreciate that and the heads up on it. But see, here's the thing about Steve Baker. He uncovered video evidence that calls into question the testimony by two key prosecution witnesses in the first Oath Keeper trial, U.S. Capitol Police officers Harry Dunn and David Lazarus. Lazarus, according to the statement here, was on the dignitary protection detail of who? Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The video evidence uncovered by Steve contradicts Lazarus's testimony as to his location with respect to a key allegation against some of the Oath Keeper defendants. The video evidence discovered by Steve shows Lazarus was in a different location in the Capitol complex at the time he testified. He witnessed an alleged confrontation between Officer Dunn and Oath Keepers. And so all of this stuff has been stacking up, and Steve's been reporting on this. I'm talking about Steve Baker. And of course, January 17th, 5 days ago, Steve and the Blaze were the first to report that multiple congressional sources confirmed the person who first discovered the pipe bomb at the DNC headquarters near the Capitol in the early afternoon of J6 was not a passerby, but was rather a U.S. Capitol police officer in plain clothes. For 3 years, the DOJ and U.S. Capitol Police have withheld his identity. And of course, for nearly a year, the DOJ has misrepresented in court filings that then Vice President-elect Kamala You-Know-Who was inside the Capitol ahead of the proceedings involving the counting of the electoral votes. That turned out not to be true. As evidence showed, she was at the DNC headquarters a short distance from the Capitol at the very time the pipe bomb was supposedly discovered by a passerby outside the building. So it's just totally the opposite of what the government has been reporting.
Yeah, and she never even mentions that, you know, she was in the DNC. They have clear video evidence that she was. And it's just the lies have got to stop. And this attack on our freedom is just horrendous in so many ways. So many of our systems are broken, from, you know, the medical system to the government. I mean, every one of them. And we've got to, you know, we still have the right to assemble, and we've got to stand up and put a stop to this.
Well, see, the belief among many of the J6 community, the defense community, has long been that the pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC offices were a ruse to draw manpower away from the U.S. Capitol Police, away from the crowd that was arriving following the end of the rally at the Ellipse. And the bigger problem was the whole thing is a trap, and we all know it.
Yep.
And if Steve Baker hadn't been out there doing videotaping of this whole thing, it would be a different story. But see, as a journalist, folks, we have freedom of the press that's guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. I'm sure that they're going to vigorously fight this thing. The problem is though, until they get to that point, I mean, look what's happened with Owen Schroyer. He's already been arrested, already pled out, already did his time. He's already back on in the streets. He's seen the same stuff. He's still reporting on it. But because he was there, just like Steve Baker was, they went after Owen Schroyer, because Owen Schroyer works with Alex Jones at InfoWars. And that's one of the reasons Owen Schroyer, who I met and I know, is a target. So it's one of these things that, you know, if they see something that is starting to ruffle too many feathers and starting to like deep throat their little operation, which is exactly what happened with Bernstein and Woodward. When your deep throat comes out and starts talking about all this stuff, next thing you know, now they're going after somebody. And this is what Steve Baker is anticipating. Now, do these attorneys, I mean, if you know about how the story is set up, they're basically saying, if you're so convinced in the strength of your case against Steve Baker that you filed charges against him in the district court for D.C., we invite you to join a stipulation with the defense to have Steve's case tried in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of North Carolina or the Northern District of Texas. Are citizens of those districts not suitable for jurors in Steve's case? Is the federal judiciary in those two districts not able to provide a fair and impartial trial? No, see, because they got to do this where the D.C. gulag is, because that's where Steve Baker would sit until they get in front of these biased judges that have all been told that every one of these J6 defendants that comes in front of you, you're going to hang them out to dry. They've been given marching orders, and this is what they're doing. You cannot tell me these D.C. judges aren't in on it, because they are. They're all part of the game.
They are. You know, if their story is so true, then try it in Texas. Let's see how it works out for you. Because it's just that we know that those two police perjured themselves, Lazarus and Dunn. So his his videos. I mean, thank gosh that we will get the truth out from these independent journalists, and that he's standing firm and not taking any kind of deals. He also said, "I will peacefully surrender." And the rumor is that they're going to come in and do one of those kick door raids and drag him out in the middle of the night.
Wow. Now, just imagine if he wasn't there at the time that they did it. Let's say he relocated himself to some other location. Mm-hmm. They don't know unless they're monitoring his phone. So that means Steve Baker would have to leave his location, leave his phone behind, not have any means of whatsoever being found. He'd almost have to pull a Jack Reacher. Nobody knows where he's at. So, you know, when you're looking at stuff like this, it's just like it's craziness. And the feds at some point in time do manage to ascertain your location, because they do have. But see, it just reduces the impact when they can't come in heavy, battering ram your front door, cause property damage, and come in with red dots pointing at everybody, you know, with an intimidation factor. And I'm just wondering, man, I'm telling you, what would be interesting is if the neighbors, Steve Baker's neighbors, all got together and said, you know what, we're going to be on the lookout for the SWAT team when they come in heavy. We're going to give them a little dose of their own medicine when they show up. Wouldn't that be something?
I'm afraid that might be where it's going if we don't get control of this.
The whole thing would backfire on whoever was coming in to arrest them, because you'd have all the neighbors, you'd have 20 or 30 armed citizenry out there waiting for the militia to show up or come in heavy and tell them, you know, we're not going to tolerate this. You see, folks, is this what this is coming to, that they're going to go out and start arresting journalists for trying to tell the truth? Is that what this is coming to? Because if it is, we're in Orwellian times, folks.
We are. When the real crimes, they're not, you know, investigating at all. It's, you know, all the other riots and stuff. They just don't even care about those, or the medical murders, or the, you know, 600,000 dead from the jab, the bioweapon. They don't care about those. They just care about attacking innocent journalists to keep up their narrative because the election's on the line. It's really, really scary.
So what are we talking about as far as discussion now about how people are reacting to this idea of disease X? Because this is something that the World Economic Forum and everybody, I mean, this is no better than the common cold times too. And this disease X, and now even the new COVID variant, they're finally admitting that this is no worse off than the original COVID variants out there. We know it's a recombinant virus. We know that it's capable of reproducing itself in various forms, but it's still the common cold times too. So, you know, this is the thing. They want to get the American people panicking, and we're trying to get the word out that this is totally unnecessary, especially if you're protecting yourself as we do. And I think people listen to the show enough, they know, you know, what kind of maintenance we're using. We have the Rife machine and we have ivermectin. And, you know, the Rife machine, by the way, folks, is available at the Power Mall now. We were not carrying it before. We are now. It's the size of a Game Boy. You can sleep on a mat. You can put bands around your feet. You can actually bombard your body with frequencies. And they actually have settings for COVID, and they have settings for all the new variants. And the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829 if you want to arm yourself properly for what might come. And, of course, this Disease X, again, they always come out of the gate and they tell you what's potentially going to happen. And everybody's speculating it'll happen right before the November 2024 election so they can do something to screw with America one more time, to keep Biden in office. And, you know, we don't need another 4 years of this garbage. I think everybody in your group is very much aware and in agreement with that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the HHS secretary, you know, is it Becerra, I believe, he put out a declaration of prepared readiness for an emergency for Marburg and Ebola on January 1st, 2024. Now, usually those declarations only last 90 days, but he signed it until December of 2028. So we are under that. So at any time, Congress has handed over control to him. At any time, he can shut us down for anything he wants, any reason he wants. I'll be surprised if we have an election this year, to tell you the truth. You know, this is, they're trying everything in the book for us not to, because they know that he, you know, Biden can't beat anybody, especially Trump. But I think we saw that in the New Hampshire and the Iowa caucus, because the American people are saying what, you know, how they feel right now. But this declaration is ridiculous. We have not had a single case of either one of those in our country. And he's going to sign it for until December 2028, so he can just shut us down at his will if someone sneezes. It's crazy. You know, what we tell people is just be prepared. Have what you need at home. go to the Power Hour Mall, get your supplements and your Rife machine and your ivermectin, and just be prepared. Don't fall for this again. Don't fall for this fear mongering. We should learn our lesson from COVID. There was no reason to panic. And had everybody been prepared at home, we wouldn't have had, you know, all these, you know, 1.1 million deaths. That's over more than double than the entire country of India, who has triple size our population. You know why? Because I talked to one of my Indian pharmacist friends the other day, and I asked him, you know, how their COVID was going. And he's like, well, we have way less than you guys. And I said, I know. I said, I wonder why. And he said, well, we passed out free ivermectin to our citizens. And I'm like, well, that would have never happened here. They won't even fill the script for the doctor. So
now we have a hard time doing it. But see, yeah. And this is something else. I'm going to bring up another controversial subject, and I want your take on it since you're in the front line of this thing. Recently on my show, I brought up something that Scott Shara said, and he posted it, reposted it on his all the websites and everything else, the interview we did, because I brought up something really crucial. We have all these frontline doctors out here. I know you're working with all these frontline doctors. I met Dr. Brian Artis multiple times I've met him, but I had a chance to really have a serious talk with him at the Hall Hospital Homicide Convention. And everybody's got this little plan out there of how to fight COVID and all these new drugs. And we have this designer new boutique lines of drugs. And then when I look at, you know, like the wellness group is out there right now and they're promoting it. And when you open up the package to look what's in there, ivermectin is in there. But so were all these other big pharma drugs. And I'm going, what the hell? You know, they're sitting there saying, you know, condemn big pharma, but then all these synthetic scripts are inside this wellness bundle. And I'm like, dude, seriously, if people would just get vitamin C and vitamin D and quercetin and all of the stuff that, you know, we have at the Power Mall and start taking that. I mean, we have, you know, we don't sell ivermectin. We can't. All right.
Right.
Let's be honest here. Both Carolyn and I take it. We're both admit to taking it. I sometimes take twice as much as what she does, but we do it for maintenance because we're in the public all the time. And the more you're in the public, the more you need maintenance because the public is shedding. And we all know about shedding. It is a fact. People shed. And when they have all this mRNA garbage and spike proteins floating around their system, they're going to do that. And we've explained this both at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention and multiple times on the show, as well as in all of your Zoom meetings that you do on a regular basis. And I mean, it just, you know, the list just hits just keep on coming with you guys. But what's your take on the fact that, you know, we have this wellness kit with all these drugs in it, like fluvoxamine and various other things? It's like, wait a minute, that's a synthetic drug that's produced by Big Pharma. What's going on here?
I think we need to get as far away from Big Pharma, or Big Harma, I like to call them, as we can. Ivermectin happens to be organic, and it, you know, comes from the soil. And I think it's a wonder drug. It's the only one I take. But just take care of yourself. Get enough vitamin C. Get enough vitamin D. Americans are depleted in vitamin D. We know that. Take your natural supplements. I'm a big fan of chlorine dioxide. I know that's a big controversial topic, but I went to the World Health Chlorine Dioxide Summit in Puerto Rico, and the things and I saw would blow your mind. I mean, it's not bleach, you know, just because that's chlorine in the name. We learned in chemistry our first year in high school that two different compounds can make a completely different compound. You know, just like an H2O for water. You're not drinking hydrogen, you know, it makes a completely different compound. So, There's some really good companies, DeoxyCare, that makes a chlorine dioxide gargle. And you can gargle with that. It instantly kills any kind of virus, bacteria, anything in your throat. The Snoot spray, it's chlorine dioxide nasal spray. I use it every day. I slept with my mom in her bed when she had COVID. And all I used was Snoot. And I never got sick.
Wow.
But I'll tell you a story on shedding. I volunteered the other day at the bus, the CHD bus, Children's Health Defense bus, where they're interviewing all these vaccinated. And I was checking people in that night. My throat swelled shut. And I was like, oh, my God, I've been shed on. And I called.
Yeah, shed. She said shed, folks. All right. Not what you thought you might have heard. She said shed.
I could barely talk. I mean, you could barely hear me.
Oh, and my gosh. Throat swelled shut,
there's no other explanation. There was nothing else I did different. I called Dr. Judy Mikovich. And I'm like, help me. And she's like, you've been boosted. Here's what to do. And all natural stuff, and within hours, I was better.
Wow. You see, this is one of the reasons why we have Carolyn on the show, folks, because, I mean, you just heard a story right here about the end result of checking in vaccine-injured people. vaccine injured. That means they've already got the spike protein in them. They didn't do anything to treat it. They went right back to the very doctors that told them to get the jab, looking for a solution. It didn't happen, folks. Now they got to come find us. They got to find the truth. It's the only way it's going to happen. Carolyn, again, thank you so much. We appreciate your input. I'm really glad you recovered from that. We would hate to lose you in the fight. 2 o'clock today, Dealey Plaza in Dallas. If you're in the area, get there. Listen to the speech. Soak up a lot of stuff. Talk to people. Networking is what it's all about, folks. In the meantime, we'll be back with our Friday edition. Until tomorrow, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Do something productive today. See you later.
Thank you.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.